Welcome to Kingsway's weekly podcast. We hope this message blesses you.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and today I'm going to be speaking about freedom. And yeah, sometimes in life, you want to be free of something, and you need support to be able to do this. This support can come in many different ways. There were many times in my life where I felt like this. So, the fear of change. Since I was born, I moved houses 13 times. I moved schools 15 times, not to mention moving countries and learning a third language. My family has been Christian, both sides of the family, so I think that's the reason why I feel safe, and I'm not scared of, like, moving that much, because every time I had to move, my family was always there praying, both sides, and they were always supportive. Yeah, so these changes, they brought some challenges to my life, and I'm going to share some of them with you. So when I was 5, I came to England for the first time. And I lived here for 2 years, and then when I was 7, I went back to Brazil. I came with my mum, dad, and sister, but then when I went back with only my dad and sister. And because of the divorce and not having my mum, I thought that the reason why my mum wasn't there for me, it was my fault. And that I did something wrong that she didn't like, or I don't know. And that's why she wasn't there for most of my childhood. So after my mum and dad divorcing a few years later, my dad got married again, and the woman, she wasn't very nice to me and my sister, so after 2 years or 1 year living with her, we were always fighting, because she was really nasty, so my dad split up with her. But then my dad, I think obviously it was hard for him, so he always told me that the reason why they split up was because of me, because I wasn't very nice to her. So then I felt guilty again, and yeah, so with the guilt of my mum and dad divorcing, I was really self-conscious, and I felt really ugly, and I felt, I was only 7, 8, and 8, and I kept, like, putting makeup on and changing my hair and things that I shouldn't be doing at that age. And my family, my grandma, I spent loads of time with her. I used to call her my best friend, and I told her everything, so she knew that I wasn't happy and how much I missed my mum. So she always goes to church. All my family go to church. So they went to professional help, because I needed help. And I had a psychologist, my sister as well, and we were speaking. We used to speak to her, and my family was always, like, praying for me. My dad, my aunties, my uncles, and. And I think because of all the praying, I'm a lot better now. And now I accept myself, and I accept how I look, and I accept my curly hair, and I accept everything. And I understand that that's how I was born, and Jesus loves me for who I am. And yeah, so after my stepmom and dad split up, I thought things were gonna get better. I was 13, but it turns out it got better in some ways, but it got worse in others, because we left her house and went to live with my grandma, my other grandma, and her house was really small, so we had to share one room between me, my dad, my sister, and my grandma. And my school was like 2 hours away, so I was always late to school, and I was getting really bad grades, and I wasn't doing well at all. So it didn't get better in some way. So then in the end of that year, I moved schools, and the new school, I liked it, but I didn't have many friends. And yeah, and I wasn't doing great in school again. And my mum and dad, my mum came to visit us, and she wanted us to come and live with us, so we came. And then after we came, it was like the first 2 weeks that I came here, I was quite upset, because it's just kind of, I just thought it was really depressing, the weather, and how in Brazil is like sunny, and here it was like cold and dark, and I was just like, oh, I hate this place. So, like after 3 weeks, I started going to school, and I was like, oh, it's a bit better. So, two months later. I started picking the language up quite well. And then my mum, she wanted to come back to Seoul, because that's where she used to live before. So we came back to Seoul, and I had to move schools again. And then for some reason when I came here, like the language, I was really ashamed of my accent. I didn't want to talk. Like, I didn't like speaking because I have an accent. And I don't know. And like sometimes, like you say something wrong and people laugh, or you say, say something in a different way, and then they just copy you and laugh. And then I just didn't want to speak. So I didn't speak much in school. But then I remember crying, calling my dad, and then I told him what was going on. He was just, he gave me some advice, and he was like, he just helped me. But after that, I did the Duke of Edinburgh Silver Award scheme, and I needed to do 3 months or 2 months of voluntary work. Yeah, so I had to do that. And the work that I did was to take care of I think it was under fives, so I had to take care of them here in church. And I was really nervous before, because I thought that because of my accent, the kids wouldn't like understand what I was trying to say. So I remember coming in, and then I was speaking to Zara and, yeah, all the kids, and they could understand me perfectly, and they answer, like when I asked something, they answered exactly like the question that I asked. So I felt happier. And in the end of the voluntary work, I had to fill this form in, but I had to ask someone from church, so I asked Karen to do it. So she signed the form, and there was like a section that was like, what was the thing that the person most improved on? The person is me. So Karen was like, oh, well, what do you think you improved the most? So then I told her about the accent and how the kids understood me. And then Karen was like, she told me, She said that my accent was beautiful and that I shouldn't be ashamed of it because it's part of my history and my culture and it's part of who I am. And then after that day, I think I've been a lot better with my accent, and I'm actually speaking in front of people now. And in school as well, I'm not scared of speaking to people anymore, so I just, yeah, that's all. I'm just going to read a Bible verse. Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed on him, "If you continue in my word, you are my disciples. Indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
We hope this message blessed you. If you're hungry for the more of God,
very well,
if you want to be
Vanessa.
Equipped to live the normal Christian
so
life 24/7,
we have a bit of a
see
game
miracles,
for everyone.
Walk in healthy relationships, and discover Christ in you, then why don't you head over to www.idestiny.org.uk. iDestiny is Kingsway's 5-month full-time ministry and discipleship school, starting both in March and September every year. For more information on Kingsway Church, please visit www.kwcm.org. And for more information about iDestiny, please visit www.idestiny.org.uk. Have a great day.